It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined this week by Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm doing well, Toby. Thanks. How are you?
Not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to help with tactile images, research into going to live sports events, and job seeking as a visually impaired person. Max, we're going to start with tactile images.
Yes, so as we know, tactile images are used in many aspects of day-to-day life, whether through education, via books, on signage, in exhibitions, for maps, or even on our Christmas cards. RNIB is looking to revolutionise the way they produce tactile images and will soon be approaching suppliers to look at a new type of machine. We'll be asking for them to provide us with samples which we wish to test with a small group of blind or partially sighted people.
How will this testing be carried out then?
So it will be likely in the form of a sample which you will receive through the post, hoping to be out in mid to late November, followed up with a survey or virtual focus group to talk through your thoughts.
If people would like to get involved, Max, who should they contact?
Yes, so if you're interested, please email david.wilson@rnib.org.uk with your name, email, phone number and address, and we'll be in touch in due course. Also, please note that by emailing, you're also consenting to being contacted again regarding this project, as there may be more opportunities to get involved.
Now we come to improving the experience for visually impaired sports fans.
Yes, so we've actually been contacted by George, a student at Loughborough University, and he's conducting research aimed at improving the experiences of blind and partially sighted people at live sporting events.
So what is the goal of this research then?
His goal is to create a product, likely a handheld device, which will improve the experiences of visually impaired attendees by bringing them closer to the action. He is looking for participants to talk as part of his research for the study.
So what will participants be asked to do then, Max?
So if you do get involved, you'll be asked to attend a relaxed online interview where you'll be asked questions on your thoughts and experiences regarding attending live sporting events. Participants should be able to draw upon previous personal experience at sport events and or factors contributing towards why visually impaired sports fans may be discouraged from attending. This may also involve giving feedback on design solutions developed by George. By helping out with the study, you'll guide the direction of this project and will help facilitate an end product which is as impactful as possible. And his hope is that designing this device will help promote the culture of inclusiveness within the community of sports fans. So yeah, if you are interested, please contact George via email, which is g.rowe18@studentlborough.ac.uk. Elborough is spelled L-B-O-R-O.
Max, we're going to finish with employment for blind and partially sighted people.
The RNIB volunteering team is looking for customers who are not currently in employment to share your experiences of sight loss and employment and your ideas on ways in which volunteers could support with helping you to reach your employment goals. Your views will build on previous research and influence the development of a pilot volunteering project which aims to assist with some of the challenges faced by customers related to employment and shape activities that volunteers are asked to support with.
So Max, what will people be doing then?
So we are inviting you to a focus group to learn about your experience of employment and hear your views on the support you feel would most benefit people with sight loss with achieving their employment goals. The focus group will be facilitated by Hannah Bagley, Volunteering Insight Manager, and Lindsay Crossley, Volunteering Innovations Manager.
When will people need to be available for the focus groups?
So we are holding a focus group session on Thursday, the 18th of November at 10 a.m. and we expect the focus group to last for approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes. This session will be held remotely via Microsoft Teams, and information on how to join will be shared closer to the time. If you would like to contribute to this work but are not available to attend on the 18th of November, please do get in touch and we will get back to you to discuss other options.
And what will participants get out from taking part in the research then?
So yeah, you will work with other RNIB volunteers and staff, and we hope that you use your experience to influence the development of a pilot volunteering offer which aims to have a positive impact on supporting people with sight loss to achieve their workplace goals. And if you have any questions or would like to get involved, please email lindsay.crossley@rnib.org.uk That is spelled linzi.crossley@rnib.org.uk. Or you can call her on 01733 979 672.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about or other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with the RNIB and external opportunities. You can email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find certain opportunities on our webpage. Just search RNIB Connect Voices Current Opportunities into your web browser. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next show airing on the 24th of November. And you can catch up on all of our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. You can also dial into our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Derby.